Hey, e-commerce Fastlane listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Just before we get started, today's show is made possible by our friends at Support Zebra. Now, you can grow your Shopify-powered business with Support Zebra's outsourced services tailored specifically for direct-to-consumer brands. They're trusted by hundreds of startups, including some of the biggest and fastest-growing D2C retailers. They excel in managing many critical functions, such as sales conversion, cart abandonment, customer retention, order tracking and returns, live chat, failed payment recovery, and even email ticketing. They manage your pre- and your post-purchase customer service experience. This allows you and your team to more focus on your core operations. With Support Zebra, you're not just outsourcing, you're actually extending your team with highly skilled English-speaking agents who are ready to serve your customers across multiple channels in all time zones. Stop the worry of scaling customer service and improve your customer support experience while slashing costs by 50%. You heard me right, 50% lower costs on the pre- and the post-purchase customer service experience, all through supportzebra.com. Now, huge thanks to Support Zebra for sponsoring today's episode. And now, let's shift gears and welcome our next sponsor, retention.com. Are you looking to recover more lost shoppers on your Shopify store? Retention.com is here to help you with their identity resolution software that significantly improves your Klaviyo flow revenue by 2 to 3x. Now, they help expand your email list by identifying over 80% of your anonymous website visitors, and get this, even if they haven't filled out a form. Now, Retention.com knows these potential customers and shares their email address in a thanks for visiting our site Klaviyo sequence. You can lower your acquisition cost, you can acquire more customers, and you can skyrocket your revenues. I highly, highly recommend retention.com to turn your anonymous shoppers into revenue. Now get a quick demo and a special trial offer at ecommercefastlane.com/retention. That's ecommercefastlane.com/retention. A big thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now let's dive into today's episode.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, welcome back to E-Commerce Fastlane. My name is Steve Hutt, and thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, with so many podcasts out there to choose from, I truly appreciate the fact that you've picked today's episode. You're going to gain a lot of insights and a lot of knowledge to really help your Shopify brand. Now, all episodes are available through all of the major platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and Google, YouTube. We're now actually streaming live on Amazon Music. So if you consume your podcast through Amazon, you might want to go check out that platform. But for a deep dive into all the topics and any additional resources that we talk about today, you're best to go check out ecommercefastlane.com. I'll have some extended insights there. I'll have links, resources, and a few bonuses for our dedicated listeners. Today, my guest is Manish, the founder and CEO from Kahoot at CAHOOT.AI. Now, Kahoot is an innovative company, and they're really specializing in e-commerce order fulfillment, but they have a really interesting kind of end-to-end multi-channel kind of fulfillment platform. It really is a peer-to-peer network, and it's what's really unique about this is they do things quite a bit different than other 3PLs. They have things like late same-day cutoffs, they have weekend fulfillment. Honestly, this is an interesting superpower that a lot of people have not really thought about. And I think today we're going to talk about your competitive advantage when it comes to shipping and the speed of it, and then the cost efficiencies that go along with Kahoot. So let's jump in and learn more. So hi, Manish. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thank you for having me. I'm so delighted to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I know our time zones are a little bit wacky right now, and we're trying to make things all work, and we're kind of in the early days right now of Q4, but I think fulfillment has to be on people's radar. It's a necessary piece of the puzzle once we get traffic to the website and we're working on our conversion optimization. Now we have a sale. it doesn't just end there. Actually, I'd argue that a lot of it, the post-purchase experience, that's actually where all the magic really happens, to be quite honest with you, because it's that anticipation of the order, the emotional decision that somebody made to buy something. It's like, well, what happens next? And how quickly do I get it? And what's the notifications? There's a lot of topics that I think I love talking about. So I'd love to hear first about Kahoot, the platform and the service that you offer, and then some of the problems you're solving. Maybe let's talk on a high level first.
Absolutely. I'll start with the problem. It suffices to say that customers today expect one-day, two-day delivery. We've all been conditioned by the likes of Amazon, Amazon Prime, and any brand or retailer, you know, regardless of whether they're selling small items, large items, this is something that is a must-have. And that poses a real logistical challenge. It's a challenge in the physical world that how do you achieve one-day, two-day delivery economically and affordably? And the only way to really do that is to have inventory closer to where the customer is. And so if you want to do two-day nationwide delivery in the continental U.S., Steve, you need at least 4 to 5 strategically located warehouses. And by that, I mean strategically located is having a warehouse in Seattle, Washington would not be one of those strategic locations.
Right.
So
yeah,
that is the fundamental problem to achieve parity with what the customers want and expect. And therefore, we need to come up with new innovative solutions because the solutions that are on the market primarily were built 5-10 years ago or longer, you know, where people used to have warehouses and the preferred location used to be Memphis, Tennessee, because it's right next to FedEx Hub and it was in the middle of the country, you know, or Kentucky, again, Kansas City. But however, all of those strategies are actually quite fatal today. And that is the problem that Kahoot is solving on the post-purchase side, because as you rightly said, you know, after the customer, you know, hits the checkout button and places that order, you know, they are anticipating the item and they get deliveries from Amazon every single day. So if you're a brand, large, small, mid-size, it doesn't matter. You're held to the same exact standards. What makes Kahoot unique is Kahoot has a very unique strategy. Basically, Kahoot has a unique approach, unique technology, and a unique business model. And by that, what I mean is there are brands and retailers out there that do fulfillment of their own, meaning they have a warehouse and it could be located in one of these strategic locations, you know, whether it's Southern California or tri-state New York, New Jersey area or upper Midwest like Chicago. However, they need to then complement this with additional locations. So in order to achieve two-day delivery, if you have one warehouse, you need 3 additional warehouses. So Kahoot is the only merchant-centric solution that allows them to seamlessly augment these locations because Kahoot has a built-in shipping software, a multi-location distributed shipping software that allows brands and merchants that have warehouses of their own to integrate and be part of the network and augment their footprint with Kahoot's. So this way, it's a very, very collaborative network that allows them. It's not all or nothing. It's not outsource or insource. It is basically how can we collaborate to achieve the outcome in the most affordable fashion that works for all. And that is what's very unique about Kahoot is combination of shipping software combined with the order fulfillment network in the same exact technology, but there's something more. So unlike our traditional fulfillment networks or so-called 4PLs that work exclusively with 3PL companies. These are professional warehouses. They exist to provide warehouse and fulfillment services to others. Kahoot enables those same merchant. So let's say, you know, you're a merchant and you have one warehouse in California, but you need 3 additional locations. So doing a simple math, if you were to distribute, let's say 60% of your inventory to other locations, you should technically have 60% free capacity. And as it is, most warehouses have free capacity in their warehouse. So Kahoot allows you to deploy that fulfillment capacity by joining the fulfillment network, Kahoot's network, and make money fulfilling orders for Kahoot while you're outsourcing fulfillment to Kahoot. And you can do any combination of that. You can choose not to outsource. You can choose simply to join as a fulfillment partner, or you can choose to outsource 100% of it, or you can choose to augment some of your fulfillment for your needs. So that's what's so unique about Kahoot.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's fascinating to me as I was just listening to here, and what's really fascinating is being involved in this industry and why people make the choices they make. So I think I'd like to maybe step back a tiny bit and just kind of understand the roots or maybe almost the founding story of Kahoot. Like, are you able to share a little bit of that journey? Because I think there's obviously an inspiration behind the inception of the company. And I think it's more than, hey, you know, we just want monthly recurring revenue. We want to take a slice of other people's success. I think there's a lot more. It is a business. Like, I get that part of it, but it's just like, why this type of business and kind of what's your background that gives you the opportunity to be able to be in this space?
That's a terrific question, Steve. Thanks so much for asking. Kahoot is a purpose-driven, it's a mission-driven company. And I'll take you back memory lane and how it all started.
Love it.
Yeah. So this was long before, this is the year 2000, 2001. And I was running an e-commerce platform. In fact, the word e-commerce platform wasn't even invented. Shopify didn't exist.
True.
Amazon Prime did not exist. In fact, Amazon was on the verge of potentially shutting down because every earnings call Amazon would have, the biggest fear investors had was this company is going out of business because they can never make any money because they're giving out free shipping and things like that. So this is in 2001 or 2000, I had basically access to a lot of e-commerce consumer transaction data, meaning online orders. And this was related to cameras. You know, the world was shifting from the film cameras, you know, the Kodak, you may or may not remember. There was a time when people used to put films in the camera and take pictures.
Yep. And the rolls, I remember them.
That's right. So this is way before iPhone or even iPad and so on. So the biggest transition was people were converting to digital cameras, and Canon and Nikon were the leaders in that space. And there were some very popular products that everybody was buying. That was the top gifting item, the biggest electronic item that was being bought before the large screen TVs. So we plotted a ton of order data on the map of the US. And what was absolutely astounding to me was 30 to 40% of the time we saw the identical product travel from a merchant in California to a customer in New York. And at the very same moment, the same identical product was being shipped by a merchant in New York to a customer in California. And it just did not sit well with me. It does not matter who sold what to whom. If you think from a macro perspective, from first principles, we are wasting 6,000 miles of carbon emissions. Consumers on both sides are waiting collectively 12 to 15 days. Both the merchants are losing money on shipping. It is a lose-lose for everyone. And I am a optimization obsessed person. I'm like, you know, this makes no sense.
Right.
And that's how I first filed for my first business method patent with the US patent that, you know, what if I were to create a network, an exchange that would allow these merchants, and they were competitors. And this is the time before online sales tax came into effect. So there was a motivation for people to buy from merchants out of state. And so that was also fueling some of this and say, what if I were to create a network that would optimize this and save everyone time and money? So the foundation of Kahoot, that was the original foundation. It's about optimization. How do you find a clever and more meaningful way to allow for collaborative commerce where everybody wins? And many, many years later, that morphed into what we know today. But that's the origin story.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. It makes me think about the book of merchants that I had for quite a few years in Shopify. And, you know, some of the narratives that came up were like, hey, how do we know the time is right to stop self-fulfilling our orders. So this is all about a business maturity and kind of where the brand is. And so let's suppose the brand says, hey, we are doing, you know, more than 100 orders a day. It's getting very challenging out of our garage or a rented warehouse space. And we don't want to be professional warehouse people. Like that operation to run a warehouse is a whole separate business. And I think these are the kind of conversations I start having with my merchants saying like, do you want to be like a warehouse operator? Is that one of your superpowers? Or do you want to work on your brand and your customer experience and all that and product? And the answer is, well, they want to work on the marketing and the product. They don't want to be working in the warehouse. And so most would say, okay, well, now what's the next step? Like, so type in the word 3PL or like what do we do? And so I guess my question back to you is like, okay, if the time is right where self-fulfilling orders is something that a brand doesn't want to do, like what's the next step that a brand needs to think about? I mean, you're bringing up some environmental and some very interesting things here about kind of how Kahoot kind of fits into the marketplace. But I just would like to understand like what sort of things should people and brands be thinking about? We can't self-fulfill the expectations, like you said, is the Amazon effect. The expectations is there and it's getting really challenging to do it yourself. You have some kind of economies of scale. So I'd like to understand that and kind of what brands need to think about to go to the next step.
Right. Right. I think it's a great question. I mean, I'd use analogy to cloud computing, right? That if you were to host a website, you know, today, you wouldn't think twice about installing or buying a server and co-locating it and managing that server.
True. Yeah.
Because the barrier to entry has come down significantly that nobody thinks twice about doing that. And I believe that that's the same with fulfillment today. Let's say you launched your brand. Yes, obviously, the very first interaction you want to learn, you know, when you're at 0 to 1, yes, you may want to do it yourself. But fulfillment and warehouse and logistics is no longer an asset. It's not your competitive advantage. And there are many, many services out there, including Kahoot, that makes it so easy and so affordable to outsource. You know, you can get premium quality service fairly inexpensively. And the economy, as your volume goes up, you may continue to improve on the cost structure further. So to outsource or not to outsource is, to me, that decision is fairly simple, unless you have very specific needs or complexity that warrants you to have a warehouse or signing a lease. It just, in my opinion, those cases are few and far between. So that's the answer on my answer on whether to outsource or not to outsource.
So I was just thinking that, you know, the tangent to that is the fact that, okay, people have a website and they're currently self-fulfilling, and they find themselves being overwhelmed with it, or they're seeing competitors that are growing faster than them because they have this competitive advantage of being in a professional warehouse environment where, you know, with an SLA that, you know, says, hey, we're going to guarantee from this cutoff time, we're going to get it to your customer and then the connections to Shopify. So that's the website side of it. What happens on the marketplace side of it? Because, you know, a lot of brands I manage, you know, they're on eBay or they're on Amazon or they're on Etsy or they're doing whatever. And now these orders also need to be fulfilled. So I just would like to understand how Kahoot fits into that equation.
Yeah. Kahoot is an omni-channel fulfillment solution. So to us, every order is an order. And we have native integrations with all the popular sales channels. So we are a technology-first company. That's where my background is. That's where the Kahoot's founding team comes from. We have deep experience, you know, building e-commerce platforms, not just running them. So we've dealt with the same customers for a very long time, order management, inventory management, and now fulfillment and logistics. So for us, every order is an order and we treat each order with the same level of urgency. So that's, you need a 3PL partner that has deep technology expertise that can seamlessly bring these orders. You don't want to babysit them. You don't have to, you shouldn't have to worry whether the orders are coming in, whether the provider is shipping the orders out on time, whether there's transparency. How do you know? Trust but verify. If you're dealing with a provider that just does not have that level of technology, you know, they may be a good provider, but maybe the technology is not making things automated. For example, writing tracking information back to the respective sales channels in a timely basis. And these technologies and APIs are changing all the time. So these folks have to have the resources to stay on top of technology changes so that nothing goes haywire. So that's one of the things that I would encourage brands and retailers to look at when they're, as they're considering 3PL partners. And then beyond that, one of the common things that I see brands, the way they think about it, because obviously they're not the logistics experts, not all of them, they think that, okay, my inventory is landing in Long Beach, California, because that's where the container rates are cheap to bring or cheaper to transport the goods from China over to the US. So I must find a warehouse in California so that that inventory can be placed inexpensively. However, the other side is, if you look at your demand pattern of where your orders are shipping to, if you find that 50, 60% of your orders are shipping to New York area, the East Coast, that's really, that advantage is negated because now you're spending significantly more in last mile delivery cost, let alone the transit time. So the decision is more involved. And it's the way to think about this is the total cost of logistics and fulfillment, not just, you know, how can I bring it cheaper in one side? You may win the battle and lose the war.
Right. Yeah, I get it. I'm also thinking about returns now. So I want to pivot to that because I think that's a necessary evil, I would call it, to a certain degree that, hey, you know, people are wanting a great return experience. I mean, like there's some great, you know, Shopify's got some great partners, you know, the Returnly's and Loops and Narvars and Happy Returns. There's quite a few kind of connected pieces of technology that a lot of brands use. A lot of brands that I manage are using one of these four. And so I know you're kind of platform agnostic and I'm sure it's the same thing, but I just want to hear your narrative around, okay, if someone wants to return a product and they go through the necessary flows with one of these tools, getting credits and, you know, and then, you know, return labels, like how does the flow happen since you're kind of in a peer-to-peer network and then like, do you choose to returns? Like, I just want to understand the mindset, like, well, where does the product physically go to? And then what happens with that product once it arrives in warehouse, whatever. And, you know, it gets to be challenging. Like, do we refurbish it? Do we sell it like, you know, a pennies on the dollar? Does it go back to one warehouse? I just want to understand what other brands are doing in the Kahoot network as it relates to returns.
Yeah, that's a great question. The decision on how to handle, or rather how to repurpose the returned inventory and the inventory merchandise, that lies with the merchant's decision. Different brands have different ways that they like to handle. Some folks are, you know, and it also depends on the product category. You know, if you are dealing with very expensive items, consumer electronics, then there's great value to inspecting and putting that back in stock, ensuring that it is in good condition that can be sold as new, or, you know, many items can be sold as renewed or refurbished on Amazon. So we don't force our brands and merchants to follow one strategy or the other. And it also varies by brand to brand and product to product. We recommend that merchants send the returns to a central warehouse that specializes, or warehouses that specialize in return handling. And returns are generally considered a stepchild for most 3PLs, most fulfillment providers. They don't like that. And for good reason, because you know, there's a bit of subjectivity involved and it's painful. So we try to separate, you know, we have a very large network. Not all locations specialize in return handling. And so we tend to bring them into a few of the centers that are close to the customer. And those centers will generally classify the items in one of three categories. You know, can be sold as new, can be sold as used, or it cannot be sold and it needs to be dealt with differently. So yeah, one of these tools that you mentioned, the good customer-facing solutions that merchants should be taking advantage of, and then have the actual physical return come back to one of the Kahoot return centers.
Yeah, I'll make sure. And I totally agree with you. I think that's a really good process to have to make a decision either east or west in the America, or if it's one central location for returns that's managed, and then have the brand decide whatever the business strategy is around how you deal with those returns. I'll make sure in the show notes that I'll put links to Returnly, Loop, Narvar, and Happy Returns. I've had interviews with all of those founders, actually multiple times, I think, because return processing is an interesting thing, especially in fashion. People buying 3 and 4 pairs of shoes, all different sizes, knowing they're going to keep one. They're going to send back the other 3. It happens.
Yes.
So I want to pivot a bit now to a story, because I think I get excited when I hear, and I'm sure my listeners do the same way. Like, they're like, hey, okay, we're self-fulfilling, or we're with a current 3PL, but then all of a sudden they learn about Kahoot and they've decided to come over to your network. And so I think I'd love to be a fly on the wall a bit and saying, hey, here's this brand X. They made a decision to move to your network. I'd like to understand that journey of finding out who you are, that whole onboarding process. Let's talk a little bit about the Shopify app and how that connects to the store. And then what does great look like now that a brand, hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, it'd be great to call out a brand or two that's made the decision to come onto your network. And then what does great look like now that they're a full-time customer of yours?
Absolutely. I'll walk you through a couple of stories that come to mind. There's an awesome brand called Callie's Books. They are headquartered in Los Angeles. They create some of the most innovative children's storybooks with sounds and songs and music and personalization. This brand has grown almost doubled for the last 3 years consecutively. One of the big challenges that they were facing, they are a multi-channel, omni-channel brand. They sell on their own Shopify store, which is their D2C store. They also are a very large seller on Amazon, and they also sell to other retailers like Macy's, Nordstrom, and also they will do flash sales or go on QVC, Good Morning America, which can lead to very high, large spikes in sales. And obviously, the inventory gets manufactured overseas. So they were facing challenges because if they launched new products, Amazon would throttle them on inventory limits, that they could not get their products in time into Amazon fulfillment centers. And then they had to deal with a FBA forwarding service that would basically receive the inventory, and their only job was to send inventory to FBA. But to handle their Nordstrom and Macy's and all these other large pallets of orders, because each of these retailers have very specific requirements. In fact, Nordstrom just introduced something like RFID labels, which is pretty new and unique. So they had to deal with another 3PL that only did that. So inventory would come in from one warehouse. It would have to be transferred to a second warehouse to do B2B, and a third warehouse to handle the Shopify orders, because multi-channel fulfillment through Amazon is expensive, because a lot of times, you know, books is a category that people would order 2 or 3 units. And Amazon FBA and Amazon MCF charges generally by each unit, at least at the time. So it was very fragmented. You know, they were running into all kinds of issues, orders not leaving the warehouse on time, customer, their brand being impacted because, you know, this is a kind of a gifting item, but also people want the items quickly once they receive it, and not being able to get into Amazon FBA, they wanted to turn on Amazon Seller Fulfill Prime because they were approved for that, and they couldn't find a provider. They were working with Deliver, by the way, before, and Deliver could not do Seller Fulfill Prime. So essentially, Kahoot replaced all of these 3 different 3PLs and provided them with a single source solution, from SFP to FBA forwarding, you know, to Shopify orders. And Shopify orders were shipping at the same speed as Amazon Prime orders. And not only did that reduce their shipping last mile delivery expenses considerably, you know, nearly 30%, but they also saw a tremendous boost in customer satisfaction and zero defects. Because one of the challenges that the 3PL, which was a traditional 3PL, they were not doing scan verification, meaning ensuring that every book looks the same, you know, they look similar. You can't eyeball the book and put that in the box. You have to ensure that's, you know, full accuracy. So this technology consolidation, full service solution, And that has allowed them to basically get rid of one full-time person in addition to making realizing all those great savings.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I went to the Shopify app. So that's your connector to all the web orders. And I just kind of before recording today, I was kind of reviewing some of the incredible reviews that you have amassed over the years. And one in particular that came up recently was they mentioned, I have to call it out because I just think this is kind of puts the icing on the cake about kind of what your company is all about. It says, we onboarded with Kahoot 4 months ago at the beginning of Q4. So this was interesting. This is for the previous season. And it says, with a single goal of reducing our 3PL costs, we have been happy to see considerable savings instantly. And what I was not expecting was the excellent level of service from the Kahoot team. They took care to analyze our business in detail before we onboarded so that we were certain that they could fulfill their promise of service and cost. The onboarding process was extremely easy. The Kahoot team did all the heavy lifting and the Kahoot platform is simple and easy to use. Working with them, they provide us all the flexibility to store product near our customers. The team continued to work with us to ensure that we distribute our inventory to the right locations across the U.S. to reduce our total label costs. Rather than just buying an app or service, they go on, they say, it feels like we've begun a great partnership with the Kahoot team who have a genuine interest in wanting to help our business succeed. So I had to call this one out because I think this is just an incredible testimonial about what it is that your company is doing.
Thank you, Steve. We are great fans of that brand, and we take great pride in supporting them because, as I shared earlier, Kahoot is the most merchant-centric solution. While the space is very crowded, the distinction is clear, and it starts in the pre-sales process, not post-sales, because by ensuring that there's alignment on how we're going to win together, that has been one of the driving forces that has enabled us to achieve these kind of results for our clients. And in return, they have rewarded us with very high ratings.
Mm-hmm. This is lovely. I want to pivot a bit to the elephant in the room. I think the number one trending word for 2023 is kind of AI and generative AI and then, you know, ChatGTP and OpenAI. It's just an incredible thing. And so I just want to understand kind of like the forward thinking of your brand as relates to AI. Is there anything current or in the pipeline? Is like, how can we leverage these large language models or did the analysis power of AI in the fulfillment space? I just want to kind of get your headspace around what your platform currently does by analyzing numbers and making decisions today. And then where do you see the future? And what kind of investments are you making in AI to improve your platform, which once again, helps the merchant, helps the customer?
That's a great question, Steve. Kahoot's domain name is kahoot.ai.
I know, right?
And that wasn't a post-ChatGPT. You know, we started in 2018 commercially. So we knew where the world was going, or at least I can smartly say that now. So this is something that is ingrained in our DNA. It's ingrained in our technology. It's not as a recent developments of generative AI and ChatGPT and other tools, we have already baked in some of that technology, which is what makes Kahoot such a scalable and highly automated system, not just in our own fulfillment centers, where our fulfillment partners are picking, packing, and shipping orders, but also the technology that's available to merchants who may be listening here and they have their own warehouse and they may be using a shipping software, which in my opinion at this present time is primitive because basically Kahoot technology is 10x faster and smarter than the leading competition. And we've done this side-by-side comparison. So the Kahoot technology, the software learns, I'll give you very simple examples, right? When you have a complex order or an order that contains multiple products and units, how best to package it? Because you have to strike a balance between shipping cost as well as how do you make decision? What box do you use? Because obviously most brands, retailers do not have a box cutting machine or a box making machine that does not create custom boxes for every order. So that decision itself can be very challenging and very painful. And a human is really not designed to make that decision, let alone somebody who is working on the shop floor or in the warehouse who's tasked with that decision. You know, so the Kahoot technology automatically makes those selections and it remembers and it learns and it just gets better. We can proactively tell if the wrong item was in the box, even though the software and technology suggests that no, it was the right item, because we can predict with very high degree of accuracy if there was a mistake made, and the brand and retailer can notify the customer proactively that, hey, we sense that there might be an issue, so we want to let you know upfront. And that's the future of customer service, is anticipating the customer's need, anticipating the problem and reacting to that, not waiting for the customer to post a bad review.
I'm going to continue going down this rabbit hole now that we're getting into the AI conversation. Forecasting. The reason I bring forecasting up as a keyword for us to discuss is because I have a story that one of the brands I used to manage, they were an umbrella and kind of hat retailer. And what's interesting, you brought up the Seattle thing, and Pacific Northwest is very famously known for being more of a rainy climate. And so I guess my thought is, and that this is the challenge they had, was like the umbrellas that they had available on their website were available across the country because it rains everywhere. But all of a sudden, maybe in the summertime, or who knows, just inventory levels can change. And so I guess my thought to you is, how do you deal with forecasting and saying, hey, it looks like the weather is starting to change, or there's being an acceleration of these particular collection of products. Now, I think we might want to think about moving some inventory to this other location so it's closer to the customer, because the sales velocity is increasing. That's one part of the forecasting thing and the fulfillment side of it. But then what about the lead time to saying, okay, based on your current sales volume and the projected volumes that we believe are going to happen statistically through AI or whatever you're doing, machine learning, it's like, how do we notify the merchant to saying, hey, or through the platform to saying, we believe it's time to place an order because we understand the lead times of a PO from China or is domestically made. I just want to get your mindset around both sides of where's the product based on the availability and the need, and then the lead time to order.
Yeah, it's a really tough problem.
I know.
The reason for that is how things get complicated is if, let's say, you're introducing a fairly new product, then how do you make that determination? You don't have sales history for that product. So that's just to add to the complexity of the challenge, which everybody is dealing with. And second, from an execution standpoint, even if you figured that out, if you were, let's say, locked into a traditional 3PL that just does not have a location or warehouse in Washington in the state, then you're out of luck. Where are you going to move the inventory? So by having a very large-scale network like Kahoot, we are not fixed by location. We're fixed by customer demand and customer patterns. So just like Amazon is constantly, when you go into Amazon, Amazon is optimizing and load balancing its network, not just for its own purpose, but also because they provide a fixed fee cost, right? They tell you it's going to cost $5 to ship this item through FBA. So it's in their interest to bring that inventory closer to the customer so that they can manage their own cost. So it's a symbiotic process for Kahoot. It's no different, because Kahoot, from a footprint standpoint, I would say or argue that, you know, it is from a geographic footprint, Kahoot is very large. Amazon has 150, 200 locations, and Kahoot is approaching that number not too long from now. So it's a collaborative process, because Kahoot may or may not have the knowledge of your lead time. So this is a bigger challenge for smaller brands, right? Because they're balancing cost with their POs, right? Because in order to get a better cost, they may be producing 6 months of inventory possibly, as opposed to 3 months of inventory. And 6 months of inventory may take longer. A lead time may be longer than perhaps something that you're ordering on a regular basis. So the point that I'm trying to make is it is a very, very complex problem. It is not a trivial, you know, I don't think anybody has nailed the solution, Kahoot included. It's just something to be highly perceptive about. And from what Kahoot does do is, you know, we follow the customer patterns. We do that routinely. So when it's time to send your next inbound, then we can recommend, okay, does it make sense to continue sending it to Los Angeles or California, or is it, should we shift that volume to Oregon, that's say midway between California and Washington, so you can kind of, or should we move it entirely to the state of Washington? So having those choices and that footprint is a big enabler in executing these strategies.
Mm. And it's interesting. So like I said, the umbrella brand was interesting. They eventually decided to go with Inventory Planner. I think it's inventory-planner.com. I think Sage bought them out recently. But interesting tool where it really does understand. So if the 3PL or Kahoot, or it's a larger challenge of trying to understand the forecasting and location of that, and then the sales velocity to knowing the POs and all that sort of stuff, there is a separate solution. So for inventory management people or brand managers that want to make sure they have inventory and their end, a 3PL or Kahoot at this point can't manage it, there is a third party solution through Sage, inventory-planner.com. So that's something to consider. My last question around fulfillment is internationalization. So because I went to Cali Books as you were talking about that case study, and what popped up, because I'm in Canada, is it popped up and saying, hey, we see you're in Canada. Do you want to shop in Canadian dollars with Canadian fulfillment? So how does Kahoot fit into internationalization from a Canadian perspective and maybe other international markets?
Kahoot is a global network. That's our aspiration, and that is where we are going. We have most of our fulfillment centers currently in the US. We have a few strategic partners in Canada, but as far as international expansion, that is very high on our list. And that is something that Kahoot will be launching more services in 2024. In the meantime, we do ship all over the world for our clients, primarily from the US at the moment, and some strategic locations in Canada. So yes, we do provide cross-border full-service fulfillment, including sending not just the direct-to-consumer orders to Canada or Mexico and other parts of the world. We would ship pallet loads. So we have a brand that has excellent, amazing golf towels, and you know, they distribute through Dick's Sporting Goods. And I know that there's plenty of those in Canada as well. And there are other such retailers. So we will routinely ship items in a manner that can get to the customers worldwide safely, duties paid, and continue to support that brand globally.
Right. And what's interesting too, Shopify, I think last year released, I think a feature called Shopify Markets, and then there's Markets Pro. And it's exactly what you're talking about, where duty and tax is in cart, and then that then passes on to Kahoot or your 3PL of choice. And then the label that's printed is, I think the word is DDP, like duties kind of prepaid on that. Because I think that's the big challenge, just being a Canadian and with the bulk of the retailers that Canadians shop at, just based on, you know, the size of each country with 350 million in the US and 40 million in Canada, most Canadians are shopping from American retailers. And I've proven this is that the conversion rate is lower in Canada for Canadians to buy from American vendors if they don't have duty and tax in the cart, because we're frightened about what's going to happen when DHL shows up, right?
No, this is a real issue. And, you know, Kahoot, through our collective experience and knowledge working with several brands, we can fine-tune that strategy that, you know, which will be the most cost-effective and most reliable carrier. Then you need the technology, as you said, DDP versus DDU. There's also something called harmonized code. If you don't classify your products correctly, you may end up paying more in duties and taxes, you know, and then there are, you know, if you're selling, say, shipping perfume, anything aerosol, they are classified as hazmat and you can't ship them via air. So there are many, many such things that, again, you need a highly professional and a competent player that is staying on top of all these changes. And Steve, I can tell you, these changes come at you fast and furious. You cannot get it and forget it. You know, every month there is some change in the carrier world and somewhere that impacts fulfillment and logistics. It's not an annual review process. This is a, you know, biweekly, if not monthly.
Yeah, totally. So before we kind of wrap up for today, I know we kind of chit-chatted a bit kind of in the green room before recording. So I'd like to, you know, for our listeners, like, what do you want as the kind of the next steps? Like, what's the call to action? And I know we have a little offer for those that maybe could be right for those that are listening today. So I just want to open the floor back up to you. Next steps and that little offer.
Absolutely. So if anybody who's listening and they're shipping, you know, at least several orders per day or 500,000 orders per month, if you're even curious, you know, whether you can save money on your fulfillment and shipping, you know, please reach out. My team will be happy to do an analysis free of charge, no obligation, and no requirement to move, no high pressure sales pitch. You could just mention Fastlane. This way we know where you're coming from and we'll be happy to do that analysis for you. That's one. If you have a warehouse and you're looking to monetize and you have some excess capacity, you've got free space and you're curious and would like to monetize that, again, reach out to kahoot.ai, our website, fill out the contact us form and we'll guide you through. And then finally, if you are looking for fulfillment services, we have a special offer with our partnership with Fastlane and Steve. If you mention Fastlane, we can give you $200 free of charge towards your first inbound shipping cost. So, you know, it could make your shipping free or close to free, depending on how much inventory you're sending. So, yeah, if you want to take advantage of any of these, and I mentioned shipping software, if you're curious and looking to improve productivity in your own warehouse without spending additional money, that's another avenue. If you're curious, reach out. Again, kahoot.ai, that's CAHOOT.ai, and fill out the contact us form.
Well, thank you so much. I feel so blessed that I have this opportunity to interview people. And I know I say this a lot on the show, but it blows my mind. I've been podcasting for 6 years and 300 some episodes, but every time I record, I have this life of learning. I just feel so blessed that I have the opportunity to learn and kind of share widely the fact that you really are impacting a lot of people and you're giving people superpowers. You're helping people with this post-purchase experience. You're saving them money. I mean, we know the acquisition costs are quite high right now. And so if you can slice off a little bit of the fulfillment and the surprise and delight that goes along with fast shipping with your network, I think this is a lovely, lovely recording. And I wish you tremendous success and continue in the Kahoot stratosphere. Like it's amazing. Thanks again, Manish, for coming on the show. I feel blessed. And I wish you tremendous success into the future.
Steve, you're too kind. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. It's been an honor to be here. I hope the Kahoot team can impact businesses and lives. And that's really our motto because our tagline is power of many. You know, Kahoot is all about collaboration. It's a network and it's about collection of folks working together for a common good. So I really hope that the listeners get value. And Steve, thank you again for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. Have yourself a great day. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.